The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of October, 7:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, the man, the
myth,
the legend, soon to be a movie, is producing today.
Good morning.
What, you surprised us today, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did.
It's National what?
Boss's Day.
Thank you.
And he brought in donuts.
Well, what he
the
did
The round donuts.
Glazed.
The real donut.
Glazed.
They're only one type of donut. They're round and glazed. My man, you did it today.
Yeah. I love that when you get surprised by somebody who, like, listens and then maybe 3 months later or two, whatever it is. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's kick off to the weather. Thank you. We appreciate you because
really,
it takes a team.
We couldn't do
this without you. And our sponsors, obviously. So we're going to do read the weather and then tell you who the sponsor is. Yeah, we're going to weed the weather.
Okay.
Because it's sweater weather. No, 77 degrees today, overnight lows of 55. Tomorrow calls for 81. Oh, my gosh. We started at the first of the week, and just it has completely changed from the first of the week and how we read this. 81 tomorrow. Friday night will be overnight close clears with 53. Saturday calls for 79. Sunny. So this is a great time to ride your horse, be out, hike. We're gonna.
What's Sunday look like? I'm rounding up cattle.
Sunday, 71 with slight chance of showers, but that won't be bad. Don't get the ground be too wet. And Sunday night, overnight lows of 50, and Monday, 73. It's a beautiful forecast, and the weather is brought to you by our sponsor of the weather, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always strive to give seniors and veterans discounts. It's a veteran own business, three generations strong. That Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Always bringing us the weather.
Chuck and Judy are in Maine.
Are they?
I think.
They're living their best life.
I don't know. They're
living
in that RV and they're rolling. Yeah. Hey, we are here with Environmental Whiskeytown Environmental School. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
We're big fans of Whiskeytown Environmental School.
Okay. Right. Wait a minute. Are they turned on?
Okay, yeah.
It can't be. It's got to be one of you at the time.
Okay.
Or we can put you one over here.
Big fans of the Whiskey Town. Let's hear that. Kathy Hill. Good morning. Kathy Hill, Melinda Kashuba,
and Sean Avery.
Sean Avery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, class. How are you, class? Okay.
Great.
So you're big friends of the Whiskey Town Environmental School. Let's hear all about it.
Coming up on October 25th, we're going to celebrate with the community and have a back-to-camp event at the Shasta District Fairgrounds from 4 to 10 p.m. And we would love to see the community and enjoy celebrating Whiskeytown Environmental School.
All right.
Camp.
Okay, sounds great.
For 50 years.
Yeah. Now, let me ask a question here. Hey, Ben, is it on?
She is all the way up.
Is she all the way up? And you're watching it go back. You know, I mean,
it's not pushing. It's almost like the mic is not.
Okay. Well, they replaced parts of the mic yesterday. So, all right. So we got it. Now, turn on this one down here, and we'll be ready to rock. We have plenty of microphones. But
oh, it's cool in here. There's a lot of cool stuff in here.
Yeah. We got a dog, too.
Buford.
Buford the Wonder Dog.
He's over there next
okay,
to Sean.
Start,
Sean's the nice
start,
one. Buford likes to be there.
Let's start all over again. Okay, Whiskeytown Environmental School Community
is a 501(c).
Never mind. Why don't you come on over here?
Still can't.
Kathy, tell us again one more time.
I know. Hey, good morning.
It worked yesterday.
Well,
it was working last night. That's all I can say.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Well, Melinda is jumping around to another microphone. Melinda and I are part of a nonprofit. We are the passionate supporters to rebuild Whiskeytown Environmental School.
Okay.
Our nonprofit is called West Community. And Coming up on October 25th is an event to celebrate outdoor education, and we have the best partners in the community, the Class of 2024 Leadership Reading, helping us organize this event.
Well, that's Sean Avery.
That's pretty flattering.
And oh, Sean is, you're a graduate of the class. I mean, you water walkers. You know,
I wouldn't go that far. You know, when Melinda came to our class, you know, we got to go through that opportunity of leadership writing. There's 30 of us in the class, and she talked about what they've been doing to rebuild, how much they've raised
now,
already because of the car fire, right?
Yeah, because of the car fire took the whole camp out, essentially. That's quite a bit of it, for sure. Yeah, that's why all this
actually,
started.
Actually, 7 cabins burned, and a couple others had to be taken down because they were so severely damaged. Infrastructure was lost. The residential program was curtailed for a bit. We had to cease operations there. But since that time, we have been raising money to rebuild the cabins and create an accessible campus. We've raised over $5.8 million since May of 2022. We live in a really generous community. This school has touched over 151,000 children since 1970. Since the last couple of years, we have brought back, the Shasta County Office of Ed has brought back, the day field lab programming. And this year they just added pre-K, and it goes all the way up to the eighth grade. So they can take day field trips, science trips there on campus. But we look forward to the day that the residential program can come back.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty hard not to follow that, right, Carl?
Yeah.
I mean, so for us, it was inspiring. And as our class, you know, part of leadership writing is how do we to contribute to our community and make it an even better place to live? And there's nothing more exciting. And when you go talk to people about West Camp, it just puts a smile on their face because they remember when they were in fifth or sixth grade and the experience that they got to go through. You know, when I was there, I grew up here in Shasta County going through West Camp. Many, many moons ago, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have the technology they have today. But you get those kids out there, and suddenly they're roaming around in nature. They're learning so much. And I think we all in this community, we have that in common. We want to see that come back.
Well, who goes to West?
Kids.
I know, but there's thousands of kids around here.
Right. The residential program focused primarily on fifth and sixth graders.
Okay.
Kids that were transitioning the next year into junior high. And 22 of the 24 school districts here in Shasta County attend. Private schools, charter schools, homeschools also will be able to attend.
So is there any criteria? I mean, it's just kids that are going to school.
Yeah.
That's it. And so what happens at the camp, Kathy?
Whoever
wants to answer.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's science-based. So they have, I mean, they're learning about nature. And
okay.
So they're teaching them, they have night hikes. They're learning about so much in the community. And Kathy and her group, in fact, during our gala dinner, they're going to do a night hike. And it's going to be probably reminiscent of when these adults, because this is an adult event, they went to camp. And it's going to bring back a lot of memories for them. But I'll let her go in.
Are you going to have a canoe race?
A canoe race.
Well, when I was in camp, I was in canoe race.
Excellent.
But
well,
that's when they had camps, but back then we had muzzle loaders.
I don't know if there's a place at the district fairgrounds for that, but it's a great idea. Maybe they'll be on the concrete.
I know, and you'd be surprised that normally a nature hike is just going out into the dark and looking at the sky. So we're going to recreate that experience inside a deep and dark cave. On the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and it's an opportunity for these adults attending this celebration to relive some of those night hike experiences.
How exciting. So now you're here to, we're going to be talking about, we love the fact that the camp is science-based, and there's so much that's very exciting, and you're taking the kids up until sixth grade, did you say?
Typically fifth or sixth graders.
Okay. And then we're talking about the gala dinner. Are we ready to take a break and come back and talk
about
it?
We are.
All right.
We
talk about that gala dinner.
Hey,
how can we help? More information.
Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Car, truck, SUV, electric bikes. What else? The hybrids falling at us? Hybrids. You know, I haven't mentioned that before, but hybrids. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state. I'm going to say federal until January 1st. I think they're cutting them off then. But all of these rebates available, so you can go out and get yourself a hybrid or electric vehicle. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's head bumping. Good morning. Welcome back. 7:19 in the morning here on the 16th of October. It's like 49. It says 43 degrees out there. It was pretty chilly this morning. This was a two-dog morning.
Sweater weather.
Yeah, this was a two-dog morning. We only have one. We were fighting over them this morning. See, we'd lay next to. We're here with Whiskey Town Environmental School committee, who's putting on this huge back to camp, an evening of fun to keep Whiskeytown Environmental School traditions alive. And it's a fundraiser. They've raised a lot of money, but they need the final push, and they can rebuild the rest of the cabins and the structures that were lost in the car fire. And this is a this has been going on since like 1970. Fifth and sixth grade kids are going out there every year during the summer. Shasta County Office of Education, they're the ones that do the staffing in conjunction with the National Park. So they have just – and how long is it, a week or 2 weeks?
Oh, that fifth grade's 5 days, 4 nights.
Okay, 5 days, 4 nights. And how many of those do you have? Is it just one during the summer or
– It's all school year long.
Oh, it's all
school year long.
Yeah,
that's been the tradition since 1970 teachers to bring their entire classroom.
I didn't understand that. I just thought it was kind of like during
environmental
the summer.
School. So they would. So in other words, it would be like a permission slip in the old days, and kids would stay in the cabins, and they would go, okay, now here's what rung my bell. In a fantastic way, is that I know for myself and for girls, I knew girl. It's different now because of the being online and being exposed to so much stuff. But in my day, fifth and sixth grade is a time when kids change or turn, and when I say turn, they can turn in so many different directions. And what I love about what your Whiskeytown Environmental Campus doing is that you're getting the brain to stretch in a way that can help one grow into wonderment.
Yay.
Instead of self-loathing. Like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know about that. Ooh, I want to know more. And the mentorship comes in that is so powerful that can change one's directory or trajectory of what they're going to be doing with their lives.
That's beautifully said, Linda, because, yes, it's a science-based curriculum from the state of Indiana through the Shasta County Office of Ed. The children are exposed to like a mentorship ladder where they have the opportunity to interact with college-aged naturalists, scientists, professional scientists at the Park Service, rangers. And for a lot of kids, there's an understanding that there's maybe a career opportunity for me. Maybe there's something that I can do outside of the classroom. Maybe I can grow up and work in forestry. And we often have professionals in the past, like from Sierra Pacific Industries, come and talk about their career, their jobs. And in the past, when my daughter was there, and I was a counselor one week, Shasta College and College Options came out and talked about maybe going on and getting an AA or an AS degree or a career tech opportunity. So the kids have a better idea of themselves, a bigger view of the world, and able to see themselves as a citizen, loving their community and enjoying nature.
And don't we need that. I mean, so this is like again, it's a positive infusion, if you will. And so that's what stuck out for me. So we need to find out now if, okay, well, we do, you're raising funds, obviously, with this gala or dinner or whatever it's called. Give us a little bit of a visual when the time is and what we can expect on the particular date you're about to share with us.
October 25th, Saturday, at the Shasta District Fairground is our event.
A week from this Saturday.
A week from this Saturday. Tickets are online. On our website, we're the nonprofit cheerleaders fundraising to rebuild Whiskeytown Environmental School, and our website is wescommunity.org. That's wescommunity.org.
Yeah, West, W-E-S, not W-E-S-T.
Like Whiskeytown Environmental, standing for Whiskeytown Environmental
School.
School.
W-E-S.org. Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so
the community lovingly calls the place West Camp.
Yeah.
And in the past, Need Camp. We're here to celebrate it.
Do you get kids that went there years ago that still stay in touch? You know that they're still living in Redding. You know, I went there. Gosh, I went there when I was in fifth grade or sixth grade. It's open to all the kids in fifth and sixth grade. Teachers are bringing them in year round. What a wonderful experience this is. And the reason for the fundraiser is that the car fire burnt down the camp, most of the camp. And it's taken this long to rebuild everything, to get, you know, gain the funds and put all the structures back. And, you know, it's not just cabins, I'm sure, but it's also meeting halls and bathrooms. I mean, it's the whole
septic,
enchilada.
Water, yeah. Electricity, all the stuff that's not really fun, not really popular to fundraise
but
for.
But you need the infrastructure.
Now, can one buy tickets at the door? All right. So
no.
Just want to just encourage people, because this needs to get out that it's a week. It's a week from Saturday.
Okay.
And the tickets are how much?
They're $70 plus a small processing fee.
Okay. And we all know that the funds are going towards helping to go ahead.
I'm sorry, $75.
$75 with a $5 processing fee. Oh yeah, we're an all volunteer nonprofit.
Yeah, there's no money going to anybody.
No, but I mean,
yeah.
So the funds
rebuild.
We know that are going towards this program to help rebuild.
100% of the funds go back into the program after you pay for the dinner.
That's correct.
Okay. Especially thanks to the volunteers at Leadership Ready in Class of 2024 helping make it happen.
Thank you, Leadership Ready
happy.
Class of 2024.
How'd you get into that, Sean? I mean, did y'all hear about it and you said, hey, this is something we're going
to
do?
Well, when you go through the Leadership Ready program, you know, it's a year-long program. It's designed to educate and inspire individuals to become active members in the community. And every session we go through, we have the opportunity to hear about a need in our community to help make the greater Reading area even better, right? And I mentioned earlier, Melinda came and talked to our class during the education day, and that's what it was primarily about. And she inspired all of us. There was no doubt the 30 of us together, we agreed very quickly that this was the project that we wanted to participate in, because it touched so many of us. And you asked earlier about people being involved and later on in life. If you go onto their Facebook page, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of shares about the camp, and you'll see people reminiscing about, oh, I remember when I went to West Camp, and
that's
my
cool.
favorite part was the dance, or my favorite part was the night hike, or finding the slugs. There's just it just brings back so many positive memories for so many kids. And
just think how that may have bent them in a good way into something like, well, you know, I want to be into wildlife biology, or I do want to be into forestry, or this is something that really appeals to me. And
well, brings you back to nature, so you realize how we're one. Like, we need them, they need us,
and they're just comfortable being outside.
Sure,
how about that? That's a
so,
lovely.
So the SCOE people that host this are the people that are there, are they just teachers, or are they people that work for SCOE? I mean,
there's SCOE staff
and
employees,
and so they all get that week there in the camp.
They provide the curriculum and the staffing, the cafeteria cooks, the
everything.
Custodian guy that and. Because Shasta County Office of Education provides this program to every school district, makes it available to every school, every teacher has this support in for their curriculum.
We're here with Melinda Kishuba, Kathy Hill, and Sean Avery. And goes year round. But is it like 1 week a month?
There's a fall semester.
Okay.
That finishes in early November, because the weather does turn a bit chilly and holidays step in, and so then it resumes in February. But since the car fire, they've had to curtail the fall to a certain degree. It's a shorter season, and then the day field trips begin again in March through like the first week of June. The weather plays into a little bit of it there.
Sure.
But back when it was a residential camp, there was a fall and a spring semester. And then in the summer, various groups, this is an important point to make, various groups would use the campus for different kinds of summer camp experiences.
I've been out
there. So it's a community resort.
I have been out there before. It was one of the motorcycle groups that had kids out there that had from domestic violence. That had sponsored that. And so, I mean, so it's used more than just, you know, several times a year. It can be used year round.
And the new cabins that are being built with showers and bathrooms, so there'll be sort of a duplex arrangement with showers and bathrooms in the middle that people will be able to use. They'll be heated and also air-conditioned, too. So well, more and more summer programming can be done.
Can we rent it for a family gathering?
Well, that's up to the National Park Service. Oh, okay. They are they are the managers of the site. And so I think the priority will be education-oriented. It'll be like for men's and women's Bible camps have been out there before. Burn camps.
Got it. Okay.
Many things.
So
one thing I just want to insert here, that I would love to be able just to invite you all after one of these camps to bring in some students that are gone through and have them on our morning show. That could be part of the curriculum for their teachers to bring three or four on to say, what did you learn? What happened for you? What was your experience? Because it's always the after part, too, that's very interesting for our listeners, especially if somebody decides, I'm going to fund this event, or I'm going to donate a particular amount of money for this WES school to
And I think that's
flourish.
Important, too. If you can't go to the big night of fun and dinners and education, you can still donate to Whiskeytown Environmental School.
Right? Absolutely. We've had a number of donations that have come in as far as this event, but we encourage the people, if they would like to donate, to raffle prizes or sponsor a table, things of that nature.
Sure.
But the event is just a fancy camp, right? We're going to have camp food, cocktails, mocktails, live music, line dancing. We'll have an adventure-inspired auction with raffle prizes. We'll have some of your favorite camp traditions will be there. They'll be led with a group there, maybe some
good
songs and things like that. I think the people will find it to be just a fun evening to help raise funds, rebuild this community.
Okay, we've run out of time, so tell everybody one more time, how do they get tickets?
WESCommunity.org is the website. Tickets for sale online.
There you go.
WESCommunity.org.
And they're selling quick, so get them quick.
Yeah, it'll be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
October 25th from 4 to 10
p.m. Any special place in there?
I mean, we've got multiple buildings.
Multiple buildings.
We'll guide it. We have got many it. Volunteers, and we'll
got
guide
it.
Them through.
Okay, got it. So it's just not going to be in one hall. All right. It's a great event. It's a great fundraiser. It does so much for our community. Hop into this, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Oh,
it's
a pleasure.
You, Linda.
Melinda Kashuba, Kathy Hill, and Sean Avery. We'll be right back with the next iteration of Dancing with the Stars.
Is friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for Grange After Hours presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
7:36 in the morning. It's going to be around 62, gradually clearing today with our overnight lows of 48. Now, tomorrow we jump up to 77. We're kind of going to that in and out weather, but we have been actually, because when we look at Friday, 81 and Saturday, 79. So we have clear skies up until maybe chance of showers on Sunday.
Okay. Nick, your question, I'm sorry, man, they didn't get to you, but yeah. Your question was, have they rebuilt all the cabins out there? Yes, they have. They're in a different configuration. They have a quad, and then they have duplexes, and each one of them has, you know, bathrooms and showers and everything in there out there at the Whiskeytown Environmental School. So everything is being, built back. The original, I think, 16 cabins are gone. So, thanks for the question, though. Now, we're here with, surprise, Dancing with the Stars. This is Ms. Schroeder, and you brought with you Nikki Anthony.
I sure did.
So, yes. Tell us about that.
So, Dancing with the Shasta Stars is presented for the second year in a row by Obsidian IT, and we are absolutely thrilled with that partnership. And so, Nikki Anthony is one of their team members who was just going to share a little bit about their passion for this this work in the community and their support of what Dancing with the Shasta Stars is doing for One Safe Place.
Yes, tell us about Obsidian IT, Nikki. You are the customer success manager, and welcome to the show. And tell us what is Obsidian? What is the company organization? Our listeners would love to know all about you.
Excellent. Thank you. So Obsidian IT is a locally employee-owned managed service provider, and we work with all companies across the North State, from Shasta to Hema, Butte County, and providing them with their IT needs, so all of their outsourced needs. So we're basically their IT department.
No. Oh.
Okay,
so,
I like
so
that.
So email, so your
website,
you know,
your
all the things. They're making sure that, you know, when our emails aren't getting hacked and our information is secure. And
yeah.
But you're not the provider, though. I mean, if your provider is for your IT, to be able to get your emails, you're making sure that they're being safe. And all that.
The firewalls or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah. We help with all of the hardware, all the software, and supporting all of their workstations, keeping them safe, the monitoring, the security, preventing them from any cybersecurity hacks, a lot of education around just keeping their devices and their workplaces safe.
Well, because we've heard, you know, how many times you've heard, like, maybe even a doctor's office or an attorney or the medical records, it's nerve-wracking when you think that somehow information's been hacked.
Yeah.
So that's
and they
what,
shut down their system.
All right. So what got you involved and your organization involved with Arch and One Safe Place.
Yeah, so we are thrilled to be supporting them for their the second year. You know, we do believe that One Safe Place, they're truly doing life-changing work right here in Shasta County. And the Dancing with the Shasta Stars event, truly it's more than just entertainment for us. It's a celebration of courage and change, and we're just honored to sponsor them because it aligns so much with our values of innovation and compassion and just community impact. We really, truly believe in supporting great organizations like One Safe Place. And we couldn't get our CEO, Todd Davis, to dance. So
I think it's the beautiful, what you just said about being brave and courageous and doing things that that help bring awareness and change to our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those are key words, like key thoughts, you know, like, okay, so let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind bringing back again, Elizabeth, because I tried to explain this the other day to friends about how this year is different in that each one of the couples that are the pro and mm-hmm. the, what do you want to call
the,
it?
The star, the celebrity.
The star, okay. Yeah. Have selected
a program,
a different branch or program underneath the One Safe Place Collaborative.
Yeah, so One Safe Place is, you know, we are known as the Domestic Violence Rape Crisis Center in Shasta County, but it's so much more than that because we're also a family justice center. And so bringing awareness to the multiple programs that we have is really important. So this year, our stars are each spotlighting a program for One Safe Place. And so we have six stars, so six local celebrities that were nominated to do this really, really fun experience and bring awareness to those programs and then also raise money for One Safe Place. And so those six celebrities and their dance professional partners are each spotlighting a program. So Dr. Steve Lankowski and Rochelle Brazil are spotlighting emergency shelter, which most people know One Safe Place is the emergency shelter.
Right. So when you think of One Safe Place, you could go right there. When you try to say what happens when you walk through the door, right. That's the first thing that you think of.
That's the first thing you think of. So right. That's the first one that I'm mentioning, but then there's five more. So we have crisis intake and advocacy, which is Christina Prosperi and Nick Meyer. And that is really the front line of when you walk into the doors at One Safe Place, those are the people that you're talking with and making sure they're trying to help you safety plan. They're figuring out what resources you actually need. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you are going directly into emergency shelter. Maybe you have another place to go. So those individuals are helping to guide that process and to work with those people as they are walking into our doors. And then we have our 24/7 crisis hotline and hospital response, and that's Dr. Jesse Curran and Kristen Lawrence, his dance partner. And they are spotlighting that program, which the hospital response really for Dr. Curran is really appropriate because he actually did his residency going into One Safe Place and working with some of the clients there in their medical care. And they're
just totally ripping up the Facebook online with their clever videos.
Have you seen that where they're
oh
dancing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. Okay, go ahead. So they may have to get an award just for
right?
that. Most creative.
they really focus on bringing awareness to the hospital response and what's called SART response, so that's sexual assault response team. And so those advocates from our team go to the hospital at any time of the day or night when mm-hmm. someone reports to the hospital that there has been a sexual assault or domestic abuse incident. And then, you know, we have Jennifer Coy and Luke Swanson who are spotlighting our legal services, and those individuals help with restraining orders and court advocacy and all types of things to protect people on the legal side. Which is really, really incredible. Jason Odell and his dance partner and wife, Mindy Odell, which is so wonderful this
so
year.
So cute. Watch their videos as well. And I loved it. We like to watch the rehearsals, like when they were practicing. And people just think, oh, what goes into executing two full dances?
Right.
And Bobby Milhouse. And all of it is just extraordinary.
Right.
Plus, have a job.
Plus, have kids, you know, with these two. They're married, so they're both on all the time.
Yeah.
So.
And they both have jobs.
And they both have
kids. And then they have kids.
Yeah.
So
all the things.
They put the kids to bed, and at midnight, they're out there dancing in the living room.
It's good for the kids to see that, though.
And so there's
Buford likes it.
They're spotlighting community education and prevention, which is really us out in the community telling individuals that we're here for them or their loved ones when they need that care. And we're also proud to say that we have now brought on we're starting in the spring, a college, a domestic violence, sexual assault training that will be available at Shasta College.
Oh, that's very, wonderful
very cool.
News. Okay.
Yeah. So working with the schools locally and all different programs.
Well, knowledge, knowledge is power, but knowledge also can help save people. And just by recognizing the signs of domestic violence, mental turmoil, all of these. And just like bank tellers are trained to look at when they start getting checks, and it's not exactly because they know their customers.
They've seen a change.
And they know it. They know there's a difference.
There's something different.
There's something going on.
Maybe trained to ask specific questions without meddling. All right. Speaking of taking a break, which had nothing to do with what I just said, we're going to come right back after these messages, and we're going to talk with Nikki Anthony. She's the customer success manager of Obsidian IT, who's like a presenting sponsor for Dancing with the Stars, which is happening this Saturday night. Can't wait for it. And Elizabeth Schroeder as well, 7:45 in the morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR 1460 AM, your talk radio, always at KCNR1460.com, streaming.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Get Care Now. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. We're not talking if you're bleeding or if you've got like an elephant sitting on your chest. We're talking about non-life-threatening emergencies. And what you do is you go to ShastaRegional.com. You click the Get Care Now tab. Set up a time for you to go into the emergency room so you can just stay at home instead of just waiting down there watching the different people stroll through the emergency room. They will ask you a few questions to make sure it is non-life-threatening, and then you'll have a time set, and you can go down and to the emergency room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Another way of helping their patients, ShastaRegional.com, Get Care Now. We'll be right back with One Safe Place and Obsidian IT.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show.
Welcome
on.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Been a very busy morning this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. One division for insurance, the other one for financial management. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, started by Judy Maxwell back in 1993. Been helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners ever since. With the craziness out there going on with the economy going up and down and up and up and then down. And insurance, you need some experts maybe to help figure out which way you're going. Give Judy or one of her experts a call at 530-221-0441. Free reviews and evaluations of the plans you've got going. Doesn't hurt to have another set of eyes looking at it. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy and we're real happy. We're here with One Safe Place, Elizabeth Schroeder, and Nikki Anthony from Obsidian IT, which is the title sponsor. Presenting sponsor. And it's been a couple years doing this. And Nikki, why is Obsidian? I mean, this is a significant investment in our community, but what got Obsidian into this?
Yeah, so we know that most of us have either been personally affected or know someone who has been affected, and that every dollar that is raised, whether it's from our donations or others, helps provide shelter, that helps provide that legal advocacy that she was talking about, and crisis support for survivors. And we're just so honored to be the headlining sponsor, but to be working so closely with One Safe Place and Children's Legacy every day and supporting all of their team members.
So tell us a little bit about, we talked earlier in the first segment about Obsidian IT, Nikki, and what you do. You're like the firewall to businesses in all of the software and et cetera. How did you get involved with this company? Are you a founder? Tell us more about Obsidian.
Yes. So I personally got involved because I know the CEO through Rotary and doing work in our community. But I've been a part working with all the businesses, and, you know, they work with so many different companies, small to large, all different industries. And, you know, it's not just the firewall. I mean, we, in their technology, there's so many other vulnerabilities and things that come out through our discussions and the day-to-day and working with them and keeping them safe and working through transitions as they add headcount, decrease headcount. So we're just trying to work lockstep with them. In addition to just all the technology, there's so much more involved. I had no idea.
It's fantastic. But so we, you know, as you look, as you see the title of what a company is, for some of us, we're like, okay, well, who's Obsidian? What is Obsidian? And could you direct somebody to a website so somebody is listening and wants to know more about your business?
You bet. So you can find us at www.obsidianit.com. We have all of our information there. In there also, there's a really great blog speaking to some of the key things that are happening right now. Around the Windows 10 and Windows 11 migrations.
We need to come on the air and talk about that at another time.
Yes.
We
would love to. Lots of things.
We'd love to be able to educate our listeners because we have a lot of moms and people driving kids to school. There's a lot of this kind of traffic that people hear segments. And a lot of times we'll just be at the grocery store and I'll pick an orange out. Somebody will say, I heard that program today and blah, blah, blah. I have no idea who they are. But they maybe recognize my voice or something. And so, you know, wow, it's reaching people that we don't even know about. So we always want to bring to our listeners information to empower them. And so this is what we love about One Safe Place. Mm-hmm. This is empowering people to have a place that when everything else, when they don't know where to go and what to do, they know that when they walk through the door that there's all of these programs to be able to help them navigate their life in
exactly.
that moment.
Yes. Yep. Out of crisis. So very often, you know, they're calling because they're in an actual crisis at the moment. They've just left a very, very serious, dangerous crisis situation. And so trying to help them navigate that and safety plan and figure out the very next steps and then what happens after that and to try to get them back onto a path of health and healing and sustainability so that they are able to move forward with their lives. You know, potentially with kiddos involved as well, in a safe way and, you know, get that dignity back too. So absolutely. Well, that is our mission is to ensure that every single person in Shasta County knows that if they know someone or if they are ever in need of crisis, support, that they can call One Safe Place. And just to make sure that we're very, very clear, you can call One Safe Place 24/7, any day of the year. The number is 530-244-SAFE, S-A-F-E. And someone will answer the phone to help no matter when.
And I think it's fabulous. And I hope that you bring to light on Saturday night. I know when Kimberly comes out on stage, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe it'll be in some literature mm-hmm. that will be for the people attending about the school programs that you guys are going to be bringing to Shasta College in the spring.
Yeah, yep.
That's fantastic. What would be in that curriculum?
So that's a great question. So for volunteers, we're always looking for volunteers for our crisis hotline. Before COVID, we were pretty significantly staffed with volunteers. And so those volunteers, in order to train them well to answer phone calls from people in crisis, there's a 80-hour training that basically helps them to understand what somebody might be going through, how to respond effectively and in a way that person who's going through significant trauma can hear them and get that support that they need. And so that is the training that will be live at Shasta College as well. So if somebody takes that training at Shasta College, they can come volunteer with us.
By the way, you can save up to 60% on your internet and phone bills with Obsidian IT's telco services, according to your website.
Yeah, we can still do that.
We have to call you.
So. For many reasons, yes.
Oh, and by the way, this going from 10 to 11 in Windows, there's a bunch of scams going on out there, my friends. Be aware of that. So, but going back to this, we got one more day.
We have one day.
Now, tomorrow we all get together.
Yep.
Dress rehearsal.
Dress rehearsal.
Saturday all day.
We are going to spend a lot of time together. And
yes.
If anybody doesn't know on the radio, Carl and Linda are our very first king and queen of Dancing with the Shasta Stars. So I am thrilled that they're joining us for this event and also that they're going to be stuck with me for the next 2 days.
What a great person to be stuck with.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that you said, Linda, and it's true, is the love Dancing with the Stars, but you always felt like you're on that verge of everything just kind of coming apart. You know, because, you know, trying to get all the moving parts together. But this time, I mean, it's so organized. Here's your schedule, Carl. This is where you're going to be.
Yeah.
I work real well on that.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, don't tell me, oh, sometime between now and then show up.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been very organized.
It has.
I love the passion of the competitors.
Right.
The
oh
dancers.
Gosh,
they're just so into it. And I love the fact that there was no surprise. They knew coming in exactly this is what you're raising money for, You've agreed to this, and I think that that just takes a lot of pressure off of, you know, what are we doing? How are we doing? And, you know, they've really, I felt that so much this year.
And the way they've raised money is so different than other times, yeah. Even though that other contestants over the years have raised tens of thousands of dollars, but dining on the Diesel Horse Bridge.
One of them.
It was a great night.
It was so great.
And by Jason O'Dell and Mindy. Okay.
Been wonderful.
So, all of this is also due to the, I guess, to the, not gratitude, but to the largesse of Obsidian IT, who is the main sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah, the event sponsor here.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much to Obsidian. And if you go to Obsidian IT, you got a great website, and they're local. And
we're
they can help a lot of people over the North State.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow there, young lady. Okay, after the news, we have Nick Zettel, REU director.
Right.
I can't wait to ask him why my bill went up.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Alaska is airlifting hundreds of people from storm-devastated coastal villages following a typhoon.
It's being called one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history, evacuating hundreds of people from coastal villages that were inundated by remnants of Typhoon Halong. A record storm surge swept away homes, some with people still inside, leaving 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters.
The recovery is just complicated because these are remote communities, because there is no road connections, and many of the airstrips, you know, are not big enough.
Rick Toman at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks.
Even in the best of circumstances, this would be a logistical nightmare.
I'm Ben Thomas. It's day 16 of the federal government shutdown. Another vote scheduled today in the Senate that would pass a temporary spending bill and reopen the government. House Speaker Mike Johnson accuses Democrats of not taking the issue very seriously.
Chuck Schumer and Democrats over the last 10 days, here's a small sample of their activity, okay? We've seen performative stunts and TikToks and photo shoots across every inch of this Capitol. We've seen Democrats actually toast themselves on the balcony of the DCCC last night. While their colleagues voted in the Senate to keep the government closed for the 10th time. We've seen not one but two failed publicity stunts right outside my own office.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's mass layoffs of federal workers appear to be politically motivated and must stop. The judge said the human cost of those layoffs cannot be tolerated. Authorities have identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people killed last week in a massive blast at a Tennessee explosives plant. More dangerous materials might need to be disarmed. It could be weeks before officials pinpoint what sparked the explosion. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
A discarded drinking straw has led to murder charges in the 1984 killing of a New York teenager.
Richard Bilodeau is facing two counts of murder in the death of Teresa Fusco. Three men were convicted of killing and raping the teenager and served several years in prison before they were exonerated by DNA evidence in 2003. It was also DNA from a discarded straw that led to the indictment of the new suspect. Fusco's father, Thomas, was in court as Bilodeau pleaded not guilty. He said it was heartbreaking to relive his daughter's death over and over again, but expressed hope that the arrest was a finalization of the ordeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two major companies are engaged in a food fight. J.M. Smucker is suing Trader Joe's in a federal lawsuit. This week, Smucker says Trader Joe's new frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's Uncrustables in their design and packaging. News and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft ended free security support for Windows 10 this week, though millions of computers are still running the older operating system. To entice people to upgrade, the software giant has announced new AI features on Windows 11. Waymo plans to expand its robo-taxi service to London next year.
The company will start testing self-driving cars on London streets in the coming weeks, with a human safety driver behind the wheel as well. Waymo aims to win approval for its services by engaging with local and national leaders in the UK. Waymo's self-driving taxis have been operating in the US for years, serving cities like Phoenix and San Francisco. Bob Agner reporting.
Obesity remains high in the U.S., but for the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more dropped. It's an encouraging sign that America's epidemic of excess weight might be improving. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Your
talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben the Magnificent is in there taking care of us, and it's National
Boss's Day.
Now, we have a boss in here with us, not our boss, but a boss.
A boss.
Our guys brought in donuts this morning.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens for you.
Yeah.
And then you can all day long go, hey, the bot's got donuts, and I got blip.
What's happening is my team's going, ooh, maybe he'll get donuts on the way into the office.
Oh.
So now I'm obligated.
Oh. Now you're obligated.
Yeah, but it's boss's day.
Yeah.
You know, you can say it's boss's day. I thought you, if you forgot, I don't want to have my feelings hurt, so I jumped the gun. Here you go.
Yeah,
now
right.
Now it's a win-win. All right, today, 62, a beautiful day to be out fishing for anybody who likes to be out there today. Gradual clearing with partly cloudy skies tonight. Overnight lows of about 48. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 77. Look at this jump, folks. And 54 on Thursday night. Friday is calling for a high of 81, so there we're going back up again. On Saturday, 79, and on Sunday, we go back with perhaps a chance of showers, kind of like today, but around 73 on Sunday, and there's your forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are a three-generation-owned business out of Anderson, the Kinney family, bringing you Shasta Gas Propane, always sponsoring our weather, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where seniors and veterans are always welcomed with discounts.
Okay.
Or discounts are welcome. Or please use your discount.
No, it's discounts for seniors and veterans. Which
go.
Is kind of what you said.
Yeah, I did about three times. Go ahead.
In your own inimitable
way. In my own weird way, yes.
Hey, we're here with Nick Zettel, director of Redding Electric Utility. Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Hey. No, Nick, how long have you had sat in the director chair?
I took over when former Director Beans left down to Roseville. It was in January 2022, so we are coming.
Oh,
it's been a few years.
We're coming around the bend on 4 years now.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Time flies. Stop it.
Let's talk about you. Are you a hometown guy? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. Let's see. I rattled this out the other day. I'm a Lassenview Panther. Right, I gotta get this right. Parsons Junior High Tiger, Enterprise High Hornet, Shasta Knight, and Chico Bobcat? What is Chico State?
I think it's a Bobcat.
Chico State.
It's some kind of cat.
It's some kind of cat. They're all cats. They're panthers and tigers and cats.
Yeah, except for the Hornets.
Except for the Hornets, right.
So
right.
You're a local guy.
A local guy.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
And so when you went in Shasta College and then into Chico, what's your degree in? Or
Financial management.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how'd you get into the...
How in the world
did,
how did
you
end
get
up
here?
How did I get here? That's a great question. So I was actually working for Caltrans as a student assistant. So this would have been about 24 years ago. I was a student assistant in a project management group. I thought this would be my track of moving forward. And as the state of California does, it ran out of money and it terminated all 3,000 student assistants across the state. I thought I was an employee. Turns out I was a 1099 easily removable a student assistant, which was great. It's the best thing that ever happened because I'm at Shasta College. I walk out of an econ class and I look on the wall and there's a job flyer for a student technical intern with the city of Reading.
Okay.
Right. So I took it off the wall, so nobody else could get it, right? Because back then you can do that. I apply for it and ends up it's with the electric utility. So they interview me and they said, what do you know about electricity? I said, absolutely nothing. Nothing, you know, whatever we learned in high school.
When you flick it, lights come on.
That's it. And they said, that's exactly what we want you to know about it because we're going to teach you everything.
Wow.
And so they hired me on and I worked for a year and a half as an intern. Graduated college, they put me on their long-term planning team, which mm-hmm. is the group that looks way out into the future.
Sure.
They're like the Skunk Works, trying to figure out where's this thing headed, what do we need to do, what are the state laws, how do we be cost-effective.
What's it going to look 25 years
exactly.
from now?
Exactly. I mean, it's just a group.
It's nice to know that there is a group doing that. We're not stumbling from year to year.
No, I mean, in the power business, it takes so long to build something. You have to be 20 years ahead. Of schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just really do because of the permits and the environmental requirements and state laws. You know, there's over 200 state laws signed every year relating to the energy sector, right? So from there, I spent about 5 years in the long-term group, and then I went and supervised energy trading and scheduling. I think I told this story. I was 27 years old overseeing the energy trading, power trading desk. And one of the system operators on the desk, he'd retired from PG&E. He'd been with us for about 8 years, and he walks right over to me. And he sits down and he says, listen to me, kid. I worked at PG&E longer than you've even been alive, and I've been here for 10 years for Reading Electric. He says, so you just don't tell me what to do, and this will work out great. I died laughing. It was the most humbling experience, right, to sit down and say, you know what, you're a new supervisor. You need to make this work on this team. You need to respect these folks. They are experts. And then learn how to build their trust, right?
You're like the second lieutenant coming into the unit and, you know, you've got all these great ideas and the gunny's there.
That's right.
You go, sir, just trust us.
Right. Don't come hot rodding in here. Why don't you learn, you know, close your mouth, open your ears and, you know.
You're still pooping out basic school food,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Wait, you've been here for a little bit.
So did that for 6 or 7 years, went back and managed the long-term group, and then promoted to the assistant director over all those units. And then when former director Beans left and went down to work for Roseville, this opportunity came open. And
does he still live in Weaverville?
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Does he just stay down in Roseville?
Yeah, he's got a place down there. And, you know, all his kids are Reading Electric customers. Proud of mine, Dan, that all the time. We talk all the time.
We really
say
like,
hello, Brad.
You know, you two are very similar in mm-hmm. your approach to things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're assistant director, and then when Dan left, you were promoted up.
Yeah.
So you've come up through the ranks. You're a local guy.
Yep.
But you're running a huge facility.
Huge facility, right? $190 million a year business with over 200 employees, right?
And how many homes do y'all support?
We have about.
Or is that the way? Yeah, I don't know if that's.
So
the way you put
here,
it.
Here's how we
customers.
We, we have over 48,000 customers, right? But you know, there's usually 2.1 people per household.
Yeah.
In Reading, so
or business.
So it's it's over about 90,000 residents.
Yeah.
We have about 38,000 residential customers, and about 10,000 commercial, split between large and small.
Okay. We're here with Nick Zettel, and we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about the problems that we're facing right now
mm-hmm.
at REU, and then, you know, kind of segue into what we're looking at in the future.
Sure.
With the changes going on. And one of the things that's great about our country is that we can elect a president every 4 years, and congressmen, and congressmen every 2 years, senators every 6 years. But one of the strengths of our country. But one of the weaknesses of our country is that we elect a president every 4 years mm-hmm. and a new house and all this. And so we have a tendency to go in a not straight line, but kind of like a weavy line
mm-hmm.
And sometimes that makes it hard when you're trying to plan 10 years out because you're not sure what's going to be available, what's been changed, and it can change radically.
Radically.
So I'd like to hear how you kind of like work through that too.
Oh, sure.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. You know, watch repair, prong in your, ring, go get your jewelry cleaned there. Have them, go through your events. They'll restring your pearls.
Your poils.
Your poils. If you're clutching them like a lot of people are clutching your poils, they're going to help you along with that. But anyway, Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Winner of Best in the North State.
Best in the North State 3 years in a row. That's right. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda. Linda's off on a sojourn. So last kind of here in the background, not back there. But welcome back today, the 16th of October, 8:18 in the morning, about 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. I want to remind everybody the Veterans Resource Fair is happening right now down at Shasta County Fairgrounds at Lassen Hall. It's going to go to 4 p.m., and this is the Veterans Community. Invite you and your family to attend the Veterans Resource Fair. Veterans, their family, and friends have the opportunity to come learn about all the services available in Shasta County. And there's like 75 vendors down there talking about legal support, home loans, mental wellness, disability claims, housing assistance, all types of things down there to help veterans. And you don't have to especially be in need, but you want to find out some of the things that are available to you as a veteran. Head on down. Shasta County Fairgrounds at Lassen Hall. It's going to go from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I think they've got lunch and all those kind of things down there. For more information, since it started, but if you want more information, it's 530-225-5686. We're here with Nick Zettel, who is the Reading Electric Utility Director.
Good morning.
And at one point, you were in charge of looking into the future.
Right, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you are now the boss. Mm-hmm. And been here almost 4 years. What are we looking at? What should be our biggest concerns in our community when it comes to power? We're watching PG&E go through all types of catastrophes and trying to reinvent itself, mm-hmm. and all of these things. And I'm not sure if it's working for them, but we as Reading Electric Utility customers are fortunate,
right.
in many ways.
Right.
But what are we looking
for?
Yeah,
I think what we need to do is understand that in any business planning environment that has to work in the long-term space. So, and like we mentioned right before break, an electric utility, it takes a very long time to build something, whether it's a power plant or transmission line access or, new substations and things. So you need to have a system that you use no matter what is happening in the political space, right? So political risk is a reality for any business. And you can manage political risk, by working with, agencies to lobby, direction you might want to take things at the state or the federal level. But the reality is for a utility the size of Reading and a city the size of Reading that's located in a state as big as California, what you really need to be doing is we call landscaping, right? So looking out over the landscape to understand where are things headed that are, high risk, high value, inputs. So let's take, electric vehicles, right? That's what's kind of on everybody's mind. 2 years ago, electric vehicles were being, I would say, pushed at the federal and definitely at the state level, mm-hmm. as the solution for transportation. Fast forward to today, electric vehicle rebates, the $7,500 federal tax rebate, has now ended as of September 30th. There was a last-minute push for EV buyers to go get those federal tax credits, so you'll see a bump in what we'd call Q3 new vehicle EV sales. But going forward, what's the appetite for folks to go buy an EV when there's no federal tax credit associated, right? And what are the mm-hmm. manufacturers going to do who were, for the most part, probably losing money manufacturing and selling these vehicles?
Especially if they weren't getting support from the
right.
government.
Right. And now that support on their end is also evaporating.
Yeah, that's
so, so what does that mean for Reading, right? I mean, we have to look at where did we think our load forecast was headed? Versus where is it headed now?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for us, if you look out over the long term, you can take a blip and change in the near term, and it really doesn't dramatically impact the 20-year view. We don't see EVs, taking a dramatic impact on load growth, but there is something in Reading that's a little different. It's just pure economics. So I think where we're headed with electric vehicles or even electric appliances is let's just get back to basics of economics. So as a user, a driver of a vehicle, a homeowner, business owner, at the end of the day, you usually make the decision based on what your checkbook can handle, right?
Yeah.
How's this going to impact me and my personal finances of this decision? In Reading, with our residential and commercial rates, if you have an electric vehicle, it's about $1.15 a gallon equivalent to charge that car, right?
Okay.
So does that mean go trade in your gas-powered vehicle and go buy a new EV at 6 or 7%, you know, interest rates to, you know, save money on the fueling? Probably not, right? That doesn't
right.
mean that.
It doesn't but pencil out.
It doesn't pencil. But if you're looking at a vehicle, and let's say you need something to get out of town, which most all of us do. So let's say you're looking at a plug-in hybrid, right? So it's got a gasoline engine for long range, and then for around town, you can get 30, 40, or 50 miles electric. You might want to take a look at that, you know, not because you're here to save the world, right, from a climate perspective, but mm-hmm. you're here to, you know, say, man, if I live in Reading and I can plug this thing in my garage and it's a dollar a gallon and I don't have to go to a gas station for 90% of my driving, you know, set aside there's no more federal tax credits, right? Do the math on that.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's some future there. Do I think it's the same future as a mandate when you go to a car lot, the only thing you can buy is an electric vehicle? No, right? I mean, when
– That's silly.
But I do see, and the California Air Resource Board has released a proposed path forward called Clean Cars Number 3, which uh-huh. replaces Clean Cars Number 2, which the waiver, of course, was just pulled by the Trump administration. So, you know, we have to remember Reading is in California, right? And California is doubling down to keep pushing forward with, you know, climate initiatives and, you know, from a social perspective, you know, renewable.
There's climate. Social climate perspectives.
Yes.
That. I mean, it's not climate perspectives. It's social climate perspectives.
And so, you know, to your point of how do you manage a utility in a rural city like Reading in a state of California with a federal government that just flipped everything on its lid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we walk through that process, right? So we look at as what's the price risk, what's the physical risk, you know, what's our contract risk? And that's what this long-term team does. We're well positioned for it, right? Because at the end of the day, no matter who's in office in D.C., no matter who's in office in Sacramento is, what are you here to do? We're here to deliver safe, reliable, affordable power to Reading, period. That's what we're here to do. That's the mission. It always has been the mission, right? And so when you filter your decisions through safe, reliable, and affordable, it becomes pretty clear. You know what you're here to do. That's, you know.
But you've got to make your decisions on, you know what I was taken by before when we were talking about the selling power,
mm-hmm.
buying and selling power
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've got more power than we need right now, so we sell it
mm-hmm.
at a high price.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's the plan.
And then do we buy power?
Yeah, we do.
And we buy power at a lower price.
At a lower price, yeah, that's the plan, right?
Yeah.
Low, sell high.
Yeah. Sell high, buy low.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got people, they come in the morning and they're wearing, I don't know, they're probably wearing their hoodies because they're brilliant guys.
Yeah.
And girls. And girls are sitting down there with their, their t-shirts on and all this. And all of a sudden, you know,
yeah.
Do you see in the future, because I see where, President Trump's putting a lot of money in the coal
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're ever going to see like coal plants refiring or oil mm-hmm. plants, at least natural gas?
So definitely yes, natural gas, right? So, yeah. So we can talk about where is natural gas generation headed, especially with AI data center build. So let's pin that one for a second. Most of the coal in the West, so west of the Mississippi, most of the coal has been retired and already started to be decommissioned, dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of coal back east that's going to come, you know, probably back online. But in the west, most of it's been dismantled. But I do think what we're going to see is small modular nuclear reactors being built, SMRs.
Thank you, because I just saw, I just read an article about that, that they're looking at this for an AI.
Yes. Yeah.
Company.
So when you have, Meta and Alphabet, which, you know, is Google,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nvidia and these massive multi-billion, almost trillion-dollar multinational corporations wanting to build data centers, they're in a race for data. They want to do it right now. They are looking at, especially Microsoft, looking at small modular nuclear reactors. And honestly, that's what it's going to take to get that technology on the grid. It's not utilities. We don't have the capital,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to put our customers at risk to build a billion-dollar SMR facility that may or may never get licensed by the feds. It may have some technological issue. It never
SMR.
Runs. Yeah, SMRs.
Is that?
Small modular reactor.
Oh, a small modular reactor.
So, okay. So getting this private capital in here at a fast pace with the Trump administration relaxing the rules and telling the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, figure this out, right?
Right.
I think we're going to see it. And I think that presents an opportunity for small utilities like Reading to join up.
If we had a SMR, small nuclear facility, SNF, but if we had one of those this size, would it take care of all Reading?
You know, they're coming. What I've seen, and they're still in their infancy, but there was a project in Idaho with a company called NuScale that was developing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they were 60 to 70 megawatt units each, which is about equivalent to Unit 6 or Unit 5 down at the Reading Power Plant. So technically speaking, yeah, you could probably put two or three of those together, and that would power Reading. But the way these projects are going to go forward is they're going to be big facilities located somewhere safe that isn't really in somebody's backyard, so to speak, with long-distance transmission lines. And you're going to need, for utility size of Reading, 10 or 15 cities our size to band together and contract for 30 or 40 or 50 years for 500, 600, 700, 800 megawatts worth of project. The beauty of the modular piece is if Reading wants to add more, you can just add more. If a sister city, let's say Roseville, is involved, they can add, 70 megawatts apiece, whatever it may be.
In my humble opinion, nuclear power is safe. Mm-hmm. And we can go back to the submarines with nukes.
Right.
And aircraft carriers. Yeah. There's never been anybody lost. Nobody's gotten sick or any of these things. And the Navy's been using these things for, 60, 70 years.
Right.
It's a safe form of power, and it's cheaper once you get it going, mm-hmm. and it's continuous.
Right.
I don't understand why the big pushback has been, but it sounds like now maybe because they're not going to build the big, Chernobyl size.
Right.
Build
right.
Small ones.
I think what we need to do is realize that where the United States was and where it's headed. The United States was in an area we didn't have a lot of load growth. There wasn't a data center boom. There wasn't a lot of growth in the residential, the commercial sector. There was nothing on the horizon. So the U.S. had time to say, okay, let's start phasing out coal. Let's bring in wind projects, bring in solar, right? Well, now all of a sudden the switch has literally been flipped on the wall that says, we need data centers. We need them right now. And one data center is about 1,000 Walmarts, right? That's how big these are.
Yeah.
Because China's in the race. For example, last year, China added probably about 490-something gigawatts of new capacity, where the U.S. added probably about 55 gigawatts, right?
So, and the gigawatts they added were coal plants.
Oh, most of them coal.
Right. All of them coal.
Yeah, not all, but most.
But most, right. Okay.
Because in that country...
It's cheaper.
Well, that country's focused on... They use a central planning system, right, that says, this is where the country's headed. This is the resources we need, so we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they don't ask everybody what they think about it. They just build it, right?
Right.
So China actually has a surplus of power right now and a surplus power infrastructure. So with adding data centers in China is great for China because now they can do something with all this extra power they have. Where in the U.S. is more, from a planning perspective, it's a legal structure, right? That's mm-hmm. riddled with lawsuits. And I always kind of half joke. It's riddled with lawsuits to protect the interest of certain folks that have most of the money, right? It's not essential planning. It's not a country that says we're here for, it used to be, we're here for infrastructure, right?
Yeah.
So we got off track. Now all of a sudden we need infrastructure. We need it right now. So the data center builders in the U.S. are essentially building their own power plants on site.
And that is causing, we got to take a break. It's causing consternation in communities.
Sure, sure. Because
they're, to build these power plants is having an impact. But without these, without this power, we can't have the data centers. We can't have the big AI groups coming in there.
Right.
And we've got to be able to compete with the world.
We do.
So I would imagine, would you say the next 4 or 5 years, you're just going to see a tremendous surge?
We're seeing it right now.
Yeah. Because you're seeing it. But I mean just a tremendous surge in providing enough power to keep up with the technology.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're here with Nick Zettel, who is the REU director. We're talking about things, that REU has to look at that's 10, 15, 20 years out. And it's not just the feds. You got to look at what California is doing, which is always strange. But how do they provide affordable, clean, safe energy to Reddit here. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Found him 18 years ago when I moved here and never left. Best place, in my opinion, to get a haircut. Never had a bad one. I can make an appointment by giving him a call at 530-365-4945-459. Well, you think, yeah, I've been saying this for 18 years, you know, and know that. 244-9478. Try that one. And make an appointment. Roll in, get your hair cut, and, you can leave or hang around. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Nick Zettel.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we got Hope Seth coming in. And at 8 o'clock, House of Realty, talking about real estate prices and all the things that change week to week, day to day, month to month with House of Realty. Next week, we have, a number of groups coming in here. Zach Bay is going to be talking about Measure A. Feel free to listen and comment on that. A lot of stuff going on here. Of course, Dancing with the Stars on Saturday. You've got the Veterans Resource Fair going on right now down at Shasta District Fairgrounds. So many things happening out there. So, but today, and I'm having a great time in this interview. I'm with Nick Zettel, who's the RU director, because I like talking future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are we going? Because you got a pretty good idea where we are right now.
Right.
And we were talking about, you know, having to look out 10, 15 years. How do we handle things? And not just the feds, but the state. But then we started talking about these new data centers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and well, we also talked about nuclear energy, which I think really needs to be looked at as an answer. Even environmentalists are saying this, that be looked at in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That can be 24/7, safe, productive, and with these now, these new mini sites.
Right, the small ones.
It's, you're not building a Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or any of that.
Right.
These are smaller. Now, and then we started talking about these new data centers,
mm-hmm.
which takes a tremendous amount of power. How are they generating that power?
Right.
The ones they're building.
So, yeah, I think we explored, I mean, you know, we were in geopolitics with China and data centers and coal power, right? So, so let's talk about how much power.
And they were they use coal.
A lot, mostly coal,
but
some nuclear, a lot of hydro, right? Gas power. Solar. They have a lot of solar also, right? I mean, China is a country has been, you know, rather indifferent to the tech. It's kind of like, what can we get? Where can we put it? And how fast can we get it here? Right. So that's mm-hmm. been an interesting, it's a different, they did not build their generation based on politics, right? They built their generation based on how much of this can we make? Where can we put it? And how fast can we get it in?
Politics didn't count. It doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't matter to them, right?
It's what the Leadership Bureau wants.
Right. And the Leadership Bureau wanted power generation infrastructure, and they wanted it right now.
Yeah.
Right.
So they did it.
Okay.
So, no matter the cost to the people.
Well, right.
And there's the difference.
Yeah. Right. So reeling this back into Reading, talking data centers, we're in the midst of building a strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
With a team going through it right now, we actually have some stakeholder groups coming up here with some of our customers, which ultimately that plan will go to the city council for their consideration and comment and thoughts. But in, you know, that only looks out about 5 years. So it's let's call it a strategic / tactical plan, right? 5 years is somewhat tactical, but we do have data centers knocking on the door right now, right? Cause they're looking absolutely everywhere they can find. They need a piece of land that's got power connection capability, that's got water, because these take a tremendous amount of water to cool themselves, right? Just think inside of a data center, let's say it's the size of Costco or five Costcos. It's just racks upon racks and racks of servers, computer servers, just racked in there humming away with computer chips that make heat. And, you know, you have to cool that center, and especially if you build one in a hot climate, like in Reading, it takes a tremendous amount of cooling, and it's not like the air conditioners that we have at our houses, right? That are like air-to-air heat exchangers. These are water-cooled cooling tower type level, you know, systems. So, you know, when I sit here and I was talking to Rebecca Bear, the president of the Economic Development Corp, and talking with interim CM Steve Bade, we had a quick meeting and thought, okay, what does a data center mean in Reading? What do we get? What do they get for it, the data center owner operator? What do we get for it as a community, right? So what does it take from us? What does it take from our power grid? How fast could we build it and meet their needs? How does that change our operational profile, right? I mean, you plunk a massive load in a small system like Reading. What does that do? What does it do if 50 or 100 megawatts just drops offline instantly because their system felt or maybe thought there was going to be a disturbance on the grid. So it went right to its battery backup and then to its on-site generation. You know, could our system handle that? And that's a question I don't have an answer to. Intuitively, the answer is no, right off the bat. But set that aside, what about water? How many millions of gallons a day of water does that data center need?
And where's it come from?
Where are we going to get that from, right? I mean,
I don't think you're going to reroute the Sacramento.
No. And, you know, in California, they're not selling any more water. Yeah. Right? I mean, right. It's oversubscribed three times over, right? So there's that issue. And then at the end of the day, how many jobs come with that thing? What do we get for it? Right?
And that was a big surprise. We talked about it during the break. Because you think hundreds of jobs, all types of things going on.
No.
It's not.
No. You know, I've spoken a lot with the director down in Santa Clara, City of Santa Clara. Silicon Valley Power is kind of their brand.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, 10-plus data centers and 10 more coming in. And his name's Nico Prokos, fantastic guy. I said, Nico, what does this look for Reading? I said, is it 100 jobs, 200 jobs? Is there a bunch of, cottage jobs around it?
Ancillary jobs.
He says, they're super efficient. You know, you're talking maybe 20 to 40 jobs, but if it was up in Reading, it'd be the only facility up there. A lot of that would be contracted out of the Bay Area, with sending techs up there. So, versus say Amazon building right there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's jobs. And then whatever else is, you know, take place in the
warehouse state. Jobs.
Warehouse
there,
jobs.
There are warehouse jobs.
Drivers, vehicles break down. Now you need mechanics, right? Yeah. So there's a lot to that. In the job space, I'm just not really seeing that in the data centers. So, you know.
What benefit would it be to Reading to have something like that?
Right. So now what can the general fund do? And what can electric do? Right. So.
Yeah.
Would we sell them power and then take, you know, any margin we get out of that and then offset costs for the rest of the ratepayers? Yeah, probably. Of course, we would never just bring them on and subsidize them.
Yeah.
Right? So there could be some value there. But what about the general fund? Could they, I don't know, could they negotiate a deal with this outfit that they pay a certain amount of money to the general fund every year to help, you know, pay for police and fire service in the city? I don't have answers to that. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where we're at is if we want to take a bite of that apple, how big is it? Can we even manage it?
Is there a worm in that apple?
Is there a worm in there?
Yeah.
Right. Are you just going to get a data center plunked down so that people can use ChatGPT like a Google resource? Right.
Yeah.
So these are questions going on all around the nation. And I'm starting to see things pop up that says, hey, they built a data center in my county. Now my electric rates went up. Right?
Yes.
I don't, you know, for Reading Electric, you know, our rates are set and approved through the council and they're cost based, right? We're nonprofit. So I don't see how that would work for us to where we build a data center and then raise rates on all of our customers, right? I mean,
it wouldn't work because if it raises our rates and we don't get anything out of it.
We would never do that.
No. Right. I mean, it just doesn't. But there are places that they're plunking this stuff down.
Right.
And now all the people around it are just livid.
Livid.
But it's too late.
Right. And these facilities can also have a little bit of noise to them. Right.
Oh, and a hum. There's this big hum.
The cooling towers are going right. So, I mean, it's an interesting, you know, we'll watch how this unfolds. I also think there's a bit of a bubble here. I think, you know, I was at a conference a few weeks back and they said, you know, the same company wanting to build the same data center has applied to build that data center in 10 different states with 10 different utilities, right? So what you're seeing is this massive interconnection request, that once they hone this thing in and they find that spot where it's like, oh, here's a piece of land.
Here's the
environmental done. Here's the water. Here's the power. Let's go. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting space. We, you know, our team was at a turbine users conference last week and found out if you want to, buy a gas turbine today, let's say Reading Electric wanted to buy one. Well, you better get in line because you're 5-plus years out because the data centers are buying them.
Oh, wow.
Right. Right.
Okay, gosh, the big news, and I've been kind of catching the periphery of it, are these data centers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, coming in thinking that they're going to be a huge economic boom for a community, and not so fast. That's not necessarily true.
We need to look into it.
And right. Because there's so many facets to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not the land. It's not even the transmission power lines. It's when you get into the water and everything else.
Jobs,
has to be.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Nick Zettel, REU Director.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready, ready. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Too Short. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40-day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service. Hurry, booths are limited. Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, today, they're handing out all those free bags. They're probably gone by now because it's going to finish in 9 minutes for the Think Pink bags. Now, the Pink Sundial Resource Fair at the Sundial Bridge is going on today at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring food trucks, live entertainment, guest speakers, and a wide variety of informational booths focused on breast health and support services. RABA is offering free shuttle services for the NorCal Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair from 4:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. And they want to provide a safe and convenient transportation option. They're going to be running every 15 minutes between the Canby Transfer Facility on Dana Drive and Turtle Bay. And that's going on tonight from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, I'm here with Nick Settle. And Nick, of course, is the REU director. I wish you could hear the in-betweens, you know, because a lot of information is passed, or, you know, I can follow up with a question, but just the AI centers and the amount, you don't really see that happening.
around here. I can't imagine it happening.
I can't imagine. I mean, we don't know. I don't see the benefit. Unless somebody can just sit me down and walk me through the math and say, this is going to be the benefit. This is going to be tremendous for the community. I don't see a need for us to take on that risk. Right?
Do you think that the state will ever count hydroelectric as renewable energy?
I don't think they're going to do that. I think what we're going to see is we're going to move to just zero carbon resources, right? So I think what the state will do is not directly address the what's renewable, what's not. They'll just let that kind of fade out into the distance.
Okay.
And just pivot everything onto does this power resource have carbon or not? And then, of course, hydro doesn't, right? So
hydro doesn't. So hydro would be a good one. Right. Do you see hydrogen in the future here?
You know, I don't. I really don't. Wow. I mean,
that's a big statement, right?
It is a big statement, and I'm an outlier with my compadres in the rest of the power business, and there's a reason why. So let's just talk about the physics of it.
Okay.
One molecule of natural gas, to get to that same level of energy density, you need three molecules of hydrogen, right?
Okay.
It takes three times the hydrogen to replace one part gas. So that's number one. Number two, hydrogen is extremely volatile. In a oil refinery, it is the gas, the most dangerous gas in the refinery.
Okay.
The molecules are tiny. They can leak out of anything, and it's incredibly explosive, right? So, and where are we going to get it from? How are we going to make it, right? I mean,
don't they have hydrogen making facilities?
Well, yeah, but usually what that is putting a positive and a negative electrode in water and then energizing it and separating the H out of the 2O, right? Okay. But you know how much power that takes to do that?
It takes more power to generate
Right. So to me, it's not a net winner.
It's like the wind power and the solar power, all the power it takes to make the panels and stuff.
Energy going in versus energy getting out. Right?
Yeah, watch Landman one time.
Was he right?
He talked about that. It sounded like it was correct.
Well, he was very convincing. You know, I would say he's kind of right.
Okay.
Now, if you build those wind turbines where it is very windy all the time, they're probably going to beat their life cycle energy content, right?
Yeah.
But if you stick them in a not-so-windy place, you might not ever eke out the kilowatt hours that went into it versus what you
And what we're talking is the TV series called Landman.
Right, right.
It's on Paramount.
Billy Bob Thornton,
and he's an oil guy.
Right.
He says, Venom thinks Chevron and Exxon, if they thought solar was going to work or wind, they'd be in it. He says they're not.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah. Is there a silver bullet somewhere in there about energy?
Here's what I think the silver bullet is. So we're in the middle of our strategic plan process. We're looking at the future here. You know, again, our mission is safe, reliable, and affordable power. And that's why we're at this point are the third lowest priced electric utility in the state of California.
Right.
Right. If you stay on your mission over a long term, even when it's hard and you have grit and determination, you'll probably get the results you're looking for. So our mission is let's be safe both for our employees and then our community through wildfire mitigation. Let's be reliable. And what does reliability mean? Replacing old poles, replacing old underground cable, right? Making sure that the grid stays, at that 99.9953% that we all enjoy. And then being affordable. So how do you stay affordable? You don't venture off and start doing things because they're popular or they're shiny object syndrome.
We're not a bunch of crows out there.
That one administration later, or two administrations later, you find out, well, we're not doing that anymore, moving on, and you've spent, tens of millions of dollars of your customer money, right? So you have to be durable, you have to weather the storm, and you have to listen to the community, right? And that's exactly what we've been doing and what we're doing.
Well, I can tell you this, that you never thought about it, but RU is now a selling point when you're selling a house.
Right. Yeah.
Because I have friends get $2,000 a month bills, live in Texas Springs.
Yeah.
$2,000 for electricity? Come on. And my aged parents, they had a $1,000 bill down in Granite Bay.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary that it's common now.
Yeah.
And
you have no choice.
No. And I have a lot of people ask me, how in the world is REU 15 cents a kilowatt hour for residential and PG&E's 45 to 50 cents? And I tell them, well, I'm not I can't answer that because I don't know.
You don't have stockholders.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Except right? us. Except the you, public right? is the stockholder.
But I really right? think it's stay on your mission. Know what your mission is, right, and stay on it. And I think the benefit of Reading Electric Utility being in Reading, having a city council that can keep supporting the mission is you don't, like we talked about, you know, when a data center comes in, should we do this? Should we not do it? Well, why would we do that? What's the benefit to Reading?
Yeah.
Right? If there's no benefit, then we're moving on and we don't need to.
We can go, we can do something else.
Do something else. Right?
Nick, we need to have you on a regular basis, like every other month. I'd like to, because we've already talked about it. You want to do that. We talked about fire mitigation. We haven't even touched on that.
Right.
The things that you all are doing to try and mitigate the, you know, the impacts of fire or clearing out areas and all that.
That's a huge
problem. There's so many other things to talk about that REU touches on. I know that, and I live right downtown, and I can't remember the last time I had a power outage.
Good.
Just let me put it that way.
That's good, yeah.
And, I mean, I think, some drunk slams into a transformer or something.
Right. Yeah.
But even then, we have very reliable power, which is the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Reliable, affordable, safe.
That's it.
Okay. Nick Zettel, director of the Reading Electric Utility. And we'll schedule up so that we can come in and talk about a bunch of other things because there's so many changes coming.
Sure. There's so much. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's great. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Hope Seth at 7 and the House of Realty at 8. So we're going to have a busy day. Everybody, have a good one out there. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.